Like, I remember when I first came across Ajahn Chah tradition, I was in Thailand already. And I think I had, like, his Buddhist Handbook by John Snelling or something. It's like a British author at the time. And he had this little index of Buddhist centers in the back. And I just read one of the early books of Ajahn Sumedho and was quite impressed with it. So I was, like, flipping through the back of this thing. And then there was, like, Ajahn Sumedho and the monasteries in England were listed or something. And I got really excited, like, wow, he's from Seattle. And I grew up in Washington State as well. My mom was from that area. And I thought, wow, that's really exciting. And then I was, like, looking at the list of all the monasteries, and almost all of them were in Europe, except one in New Zealand. And most of them were England. And I thought, well, what good's that? I'm not going to go all the way to England to live with some guy from Seattle to practice Thai Buddhism. especially since I'm here in Thailand already. And so I ended up shortly after that sort of writing Wat Nanachat and then heading up to Wat Nanachat, which is where I ended up ordaining.